Tim Donner says, like other candidates in this race, he's tired of watching and not doing something about congressional inertia on key issues.
I no longer believe that the solutions to the many problems that America faces can be found in the political establishment, but rather outside of it.
And Donner blames both parties.
They've failed to constrain themselves to any degree that over the last 10 years have doubled the size of the federal budget.
The Republican believes his foundation as a citizen candidate and small businessman is exactly what Congress needs right now. Donner says his first Senate priority would be to make serious inroads in reducing the national debt.
Number two, we have to promote pro-growth policies. And this is not rocket science. This means that the government needs to get out of the way, reduce the number of regulations, and reduce the tax burden on small businesses that are the engines of economic growth and job creation.
Donner also says President Obama's federal health care law must be addressed.
And that doesn't mean simply getting rid of or repealing Obamacare or hoping that the Supreme Court does the right thing in ruling it unconstitutional. It also means that we need to have viable free market alternatives for health care because you cannot replace something with nothing.
He says other reforms are needed, including two entitlements. Number one on his list is Medicare.
The way to salvage Medicare or to salvage secure retirement and health care and to reduce dependency on the government and to reduce our national debt is a unique proposal that I put forward early in my campaign, which is for Medicare reform that would allow future generations to redirect their Medicare taxes into retirement health savings accounts.
He also says rather than raise taxes first, Congress must cut wasteful federal spending.
We've got an array of problems, not the least of which is baseline budgeting that creates automatic increases in the neighborhood of 7 to 8% in the federal budget every year, from which we start to make cuts, which are not real cuts. They're rather minimal reductions in the rate of growth of the federal government.
Donner says raising taxes to give more money to the government is counterproductive.
Is it best for the economy for that money to go to the government or for that same money to be spent or invested by the so-called wealthy? And to me, it's a simple matter that if the wealthy who've been targeted for increased taxes would spend and invest that money rather than throwing it down what's become a rat hole in Washington, that will create more jobs and create more economic growth.
Donner says China poses a challenge to national security that's underrated, even as it builds up its defense. He's also concerned about Islamic terrorism. He says America's leaders must hope that the Middle East uprisings result in regime change, but the U.S. response to Iran's nuclear threat has been insufficient.
I believe this administration missed its opportunity to ally itself with the indigenous democratic movement in Iran, the Green Revolution, as it's called in Iran. We must align ourselves with pro-democratic indigenous movements within these nations to strengthen them, not from without, but from within.
Our next segment will focus on another of the Democratic contenders, Julian Modica. The series continues next week with the remaining candidates. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.